It's Tuesday night, and I'm sitting in a hotel bar. Just finished my drink, and I'm about to go back up to my room. Which is nice. Bit of bar ambience for you.
Cheers, thank you.
So, yeah, I think this is the first time I've been to a hotel and actually hung out in the bar for a little while. That was pretty cool. But I think it's time to go to bed. So we're just waiting for a lift now. Here we are. And
doors closing. Lift going up.
See, I don't even need to give a commentary. I've just noticed this lift has two doors. You can't see this, but it's a very small lift. This door's opening now, but the one directly adjacent to it has another door. That's weird. So, that door's got a loud squeak. So I'm just almost in my room now. And entertainingly, the room I have for tonight is, well, what can I say? It's a family room. I've got three beds in here. I've got a double bed, and I have two single beds perpendicular to one another. So that's pretty damn good, really. I think if you took these two beds out of the room, this would be the biggest room I've ever stayed in a hotel. And to be quite honest, that's the best thing ever. So, yeah. What's been going on with me, anyway? On Sunday, I had a gig with Matt for Matt's band. Bear with me a sec. And we actually had two gigs. We had one for Alsager Music Festival at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we trotted down to Birmingham for a gig at night for a weekly event called the Free Love Club, which is an afternoon and evening full of live music. So I'm just trying to figure out which lights do what. I'm making a mess of it. And that was nice. It was a lot of fun, actually. We almost did the same sets twice, except on the evening one in Birmingham. We included a medley of songs from an album that Matt's working on. It's the first time we've ever played this medley of songs. And it was so much fun. We really enjoyed it. And yeah, that was great. Ange came with us to watch the set. She saw us at Old Sager, but she wanted to come to the Free Love Club as well. And she joined us on stage for a blast at Video Killed the Radio Star, which was also a lot of fun. So that was really nice. I probably said that after almost everything I've said on this. I'm becoming that character off the Fast Show who can just be seen at the start of the sketch just pressing coffee or grapes or something silly like that, and then he ends every anecdote with, which was nice. So shoot me if I keep doing that. Yeah, things feel pretty good at the moment. It was probably a time about a month or two ago where I was quite on edge about things because it felt as if all the stuff that I was trying to build up musically was going down the pan. But it's feeling a bit less like that at the moment. Starting to get ideas into place and, you know, sort things out, so things ain't looking so bad. It's been quite funny today, actually. I spent a bit of time in the hotel and I've met friends for coffee, and well, not coffee, I have no coffee, I can't stand it, but for a cuppa and a chat, and then I met one of my friends bit later on for pizza. But in the time I've been in the hotel, I've been Snapchatting, I've been Vining, tweeting, and now I'm audio booing. So I suddenly realise, it's quite an odd little revelation, I suppose, but I suddenly realise how if you're travelling places and on the move, suddenly smartphones come into this whole new element of using social media. I don't think I'd ever realised it to this extent up until now, but just to wander around my hotel room talking into my phone about days and things that I've been doing and that kind of stuff, and sitting around in a hotel room making stupid 6-second comedy videos. Suddenly, you realise that smartphones could very well have been invented by people who were just going from hotel to hotel and needed to fill the void. So that's been nice. Oh, that's a bit loud, actually. There's probably people trying to sleep in the next room. I'm a fool. Anyway, yeah, so it's been a nice day. I left Stoke this morning, and the most troublesome part of the journey was what should have been a 10-minute bus trip from my house to Stoke Station, because it turns out they've changed the bus route and it doesn't go past the stop I thought it went past anymore. So I waited there for about 20-25 minutes and ended up running into town and catching a bus there. Caught the train a lot later than I intended to, but I somehow ended up arriving earlier than I thought I was going to. And then I'm meeting my friend tomorrow for more tea and chattings, and I'll probably have a mooch around a bit and go home. So that's all well and good. Good night.